how workers' compensation and other disability payments may affect your benefits. SSA publication number 05-10018, January 2011. The contents of this audio publication are introduction. Some public benefits do not affect your Social Security disability benefits. Figuring the reduction. How we determine your average current earnings. Be sure to report changes. If you get a lump sum disability payment, contacting Social Security. Introduction. Disability payments from private sources such as private pension or insurance benefits do not affect your Social Security disability benefits. However, workers' compensation and other public disability benefits may reduce your Social Security benefits. Workers' compensation benefits are paid to a worker because of a job-related injury or illness. They may be paid by federal or state workers' compensation agencies, employers, or by insurance companies on behalf of employers. Other public disability payments that may affect your Social Security benefit are those paid by federal, state, or local government and are for disabling medical conditions that are not job-related. Examples are civil service disability benefits, state temporary disability benefits, and state or local government retirement benefits that are based on disability. If you receive workers' compensation or other public disability benefits and Social Security disability benefits, the total amount of these benefits cannot exceed 80% of your average current earnings before you became disabled. Some public benefits do not affect your Social Security disability benefits. If you receive Social Security disability benefits and one of the following types of public benefits, your Social Security benefit will not be reduced. Veterans Administration benefits. State and local government benefits if Social Security taxes were deducted from your earnings or Supplemental Security Income, SSI. Figuring the reduction. Your monthly Social Security disability benefits, including benefits payable to your family members, are added together with your workers' compensation or other public disability payment. If the total amount of these benefits exceeds 80% of your average current earnings, the excess amount is deducted from your Social Security benefit. Example, before you became disabled, your average current earnings were $4,000 a month. You, your spouse, and your two children would be eligible to receive a total of $2,200 a month in Social Security disability benefits. However, you also receive $2,000 a month from workers' compensation. Because the total amount of benefits you would receive is $4,200, is more than 80% of your average current earnings, $3,200, your family's Social Security benefits will be reduced by $1,000. Your Social Security benefit will be reduced until the month you reach age 65 or the month your other benefits stop, whichever comes first. How we determine your average current earnings. We use different formulas to calculate your average current earnings. Which formula we use depends on your specific circumstances. Contact us for information about how your average current earnings were calculated. Be sure to report changes. If there is a change in the amount of your other disability payment or those benefits stop, let us know. It is very important that you tell us if the amount of your workers' compensation or other public disability payment increases or decreases. Any change in the amount of these benefits is likely to affect the amount of your Social Security benefits. If you get a lump sum disability payment, if you get a lump sum workers' compensation or other disability payment in addition to or instead of a monthly benefit, the amount of the Social Security benefits you and your family receive may be affected. Let us know right away if you receive a lump sum disability payment. Contacting Social Security. For more information and to find copies of our publications, visit our website at www.socialsecurity.gov or call toll-free 1-800-772-1213. For the deaf or hard of hearing, call our TTY number 1-800-325-0778. We treat all calls confidentially. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. We can provide information by automated phone service 24 hours a day. We also want to make sure you receive accurate and courteous service. That is why we have a second Social Security representative monitor some telephone calls.